This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, you're lucky because it's Friday, which means we get to hang out with George Meany and we get to talk about cars and the lifestyle around motoring and all of those exciting things. How are you, George?
Good and you, Gareth?
Yeah, fantastic.
A flucking good day.
So, do you agree with me about this being offended nonsense?
Oh, no, it's enough already. Yeah.
You know, all these brands who say, and you're the CEO of a business, all these brands who keep saying they want to be brave and they want to be creative and they want to break through the clutter are the same ones who, when something controversial happens, run to apologize, run to hide. You know what? The companies who will make a dent from a marketing point of view, the companies who will be respected, the ones who say, no, fuck you.
Well, I mean, look at Apple. They're unapologetic about their closed system.
There we go.
Unapologetic.
Closed system. You have all these people who are on Android the whole time complaining about, it's very hard to work with Apple. Apple go, and get Oprah to back their new TV Plus.
Our stuff just works.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So, what's happening in the world of cars?
We have the car of the year being revealed on Thursday.
Very big deal, this.
Very big deal.
Everybody needs to pay attention.
So I'm excited. And it will be live streamed on social media on Thursday.
So where can we go? Autotrader.co.za?
Yep. Or Autotrader's Facebook profile or Autotrader's YouTube profile.
Excellent.
And we will be live streaming the event, and you will see who the car of the year is on Thursday.
Do you have an idea who it's going to be?
Well, there are a very, very few people that get to find out beforehand.
Are you one of them?
I may be or maybe not.
I hate when people do that. That's like when someone says to you, I've got the greatest story to tell you.
But I can only tell you how I do it.
Well, George, watch out because Leanne loves these kind of things. I mean, she accosted Sia this week about the Prism Awards. She really wanted to get into that.
Yes, that's true.
She's always trying to, thing.
Always trying to get the inside track.
Yeah. You see Leanne's car in the parking lot of Autotrader.
Look out for that. All right.
So Tokyo plans to install solar roads ahead of the 2020 Olympics. They're testing solar roads to provide electricity to nearby towns and cities. Whether this can work or not is debatable because these solar roads generate about 16,145 kilowatt hours of electricity annually, and cost about 5 million euros for every kilometer laid.
Whew, that's so expensive.
I don't know.
So what do they do again, the solar roads? They give an electricity power grid then to the city. They give an alternative power source.
Yeah,
but they're not... It's not useful to drivers. It just means it becomes a surface that can be used to generate solar electricity.
Yes, I don't think you can really drive on it.
Oh, no.
It's right
so
next
is it
to the
on
road.
The side?
Yeah.
People are going to break those.
They're going to break them, you know.
Uh-oh. Mind you, we are talking about the Japanese. They're very fastidious.
Well, they're very good at following rules.
Yeah, they're the least likely people in the world to break shit.
Yeah.
So, actually, good place to start.
Maybe because they get... arrested for chewing gum, don't they?
Yeah. Well, no, you're thinking of Singapore.
Singapore, yeah, Singapore.
But I'll tell you something. If you put those solar panels in our road system, none of them would make it through a day. Not one.
No, they'd all have potholes in them.
Taxis, the vultures, the tow truck drivers, ordinary motorists like you and me, people on motorbikes, it'd all be broken within the first day and a half. Not one panel would survive.
I agree. But Tesla has put out a hackathon for finding bugs in their system.
Okay.
And the prize is giving away a Tesla.
Oh, very nice.
And this Tesla got one after 4 days of hacking. It took the hackers 4 days to take control of the car remotely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, in other words, they wanted you to find the faults in their system. And if you were the first to find a fault in that system, then you could win a car.
Well, you had to take control of the car
by
hacking it. And it took 4 days for someone to do that. Well, it just shows you can do it, or it can be done, should I say. It's not not impossible.
I like these hackathons. You find these brilliant people. And it's better to get them into a hackathon where they can win a prize and they can help you develop a product than to let them actually sit in their parents' basement and steal money from people's bank accounts or break into like intelligence services and steal information. You know, you don't want that.
A lot of these hackers actually do crimes so that they can get jobs at these big CIA-type organizations.
You get hired at Google.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you've got more money than you could steal.
Oh, look what I can do. Okay, I can work for us.
Absolutely.
Then a new phenomenon. There are about 760,000 electric vehicles, plug-in vehicles, on U.S. roads. And firefighters are starting to have to design procedures to deal with electrical fires with cars.
Uh-oh.
Because there is this orange cable in an electrical car, and that orange cable puts out more than 60 volts. So the Porsche, as a matter of fact, that's coming out towards the end of this year, puts out double that, 120 volts in that orange cable.
Oh, my word.
So firefighters have to be careful not to be electrocuted if they cut a cable that's orange.
And I wonder as well, if you're in a car accident, if there's a chance that you could be electrocuted.
Look, maybe. These are the things we're going to have to figure out. Many people will die, but in the end, we'll get to
we'll get it
place.
Right.
No, come on. Like, you drive over a bridge every day, right? A big bridge that spans a huge ravine, like Storms River or whatever.
Well, look at the bridge that fell down here in...
In Sandston Drive.
Yeah.
People have died to give you the infrastructure and the technology you have. Never forget that.
Mm, that's so true.
You know how many small children, little children who put the little pieces in the little phones, how many of them have choked to death or not had a plate of rice that day? So you can have your phone. You got to realize, like, there's a cost to this stuff, and there are going to be people who burn to death in an electrical fire so that we can all have great electrical cars one day. I hope it's not you.
Well, I hope it's not me either, but firefighters are rushing to try and figure out the consequences or procedures to follow when
trying to
rescue somebody. I imagine you've got firefighters standing out there. You're stuck in this car, trapped, and you've got to have the jaws of life, but they don't want to cut the car anywhere because they might hit an orange cable.
And also,
many will die.
You don't put water onto an electrical fire, do you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, apparently it takes a lot more liquid to put out an electrical fire than what it does a petrol fire.
Okay.
So this is exciting because we're moving into a world where these things are becoming more mainstream and we're now discovering the problems.
Yeah.
Hackathons trying to find the problems. You've got these firefighters who suddenly have to try not to cut through the orange cables. These are things we need to know. It's a sign of progress.
Exactly. Imagine when they invented the fire.
And we're not all going to make it to the end, okay? You've got to get over yourself. This idea that you're going to save everybody, that everybody's going to be safe.
Well, we're all going to die, right?
Right. So have a steak, for God's sake. Drive a Tesla once they've figured out all the bugs.
Well, weird and wonderful automotive world records.
Okay.
People have been trying to come up with weird world records for a long time. Speed records, fancy jumping records, jumping over buses, jumping,
evil
flying,
Knievel.
Evil Knievel.
He used to drive over like stacks of cars in his bike and things like that.
So a couple of them are parallel parking. This is an art.
Huh. Oh, it's at speed?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not just people who are like in first gear, get it to parking, slowly get into it.
Can you parallel park, Leanne?
Brilliantly.
Okay, very good. Look at how proud she is of that. See her beaming? She's a proud parallel parker.
Yes.
George, I'm sure you have no problem with parallel parking.
Well, when last did I parallel park, actually? It's a good point.
These days, the car, you just press a button and some of these cars, they just...
Yeah.
Ben, are you good?
Gareth, I can parallel park my bike at any stage.
Oh, yeah. When you're in a car.
So, actually, I'm probably the best parallel parker.
No, I think I am still. I'm very good at parallel parking. I pride myself on that.
George, you know what? I think we have a contest here.
We have a contest.
But Leanne's often boasting about her motoring prowess on this show.
And I can change tires.
We're still looking for a challenge for Ben and Leanne. I was speaking to Angie about it yesterday, so we haven't forgotten about that.
Yeah, bring it on. Obviously, Gareth will ruin the car. He'll write it off, but I mean, we'll be...
No, we're looking for a challenge that puts the two of you.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to Geotech and do something.
We're looking for something for the two of you to do.
All right.
Nice.
Then most countries visited by land in 24 hours. That's a world record. Most U-turns made in 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh, it makes me nauseous.
Most U-turns made. Can't you just go round in a circle? Over and over again, that's U-turn after U-turn after U-turn.
Yeah, a circle is two U's, basically. Yeah.
Maybe. And somebody 21 U-turns done in 2 minutes was the record.
Sure. And that was just on a, right now by a taxi on Rivonia Road.
It's just not recorded.
That's right.
And then fastest time for a dog to wind down an electric window.
Oh, see, that's a good one.
But
that depends on the car.
Depends on the car, yeah.
Oh, I suppose the dog's going to use paw in there. It was a collie dog.
Oh, shit.
By a Hungarian man being taught to wind down a window.
That's amazing.
Took 11.3 seconds to get this dog to wind down the car window.
I know people who they've only ever known electric windows. So they don't know what to do when there's that, you know, the
oh yes.
What do you call it? The handle.
Wind down window.
Yeah, but what do you call the handle?
A handle.
The window winder downer.
Yes, but it doesn't have a name.
You just take the area.
Window handle.
The window handle. Yeah.
Window
winder. Whatever that thing. And they look at it. You see some of these people, and they look at it. They're amazed. They don't know what it is. They don't know how to use it. They push it. They prod at it. And they go, "What's that?" Like they and think,
you know,
it's a
lever. But you know what? When we're in conversation, we still the older generation
wind say, down the window.
No, we say, and so I wound down my window, and we gestate with our hand in a circular motion.
Gesticulate.
Gesticulate.
Gestate's a whole different
thing. That's true.
We went on holiday.
You're giving birth in about 9 months.
We went on holiday in December past Mikey's Fontaine. Have you been to Mikey's Fontaine?
Yeah.
Ben has recently.
Oh, yes. Recently. Yes, we were speaking about it back then. And they've got that museum with the old train stuff.
All the old automotive things.
And one of the things they've got there is an old telephone. Windy telephone with
a rotary dial.
Yes, well, rotary very dial. Much, yeah. So we put Kerry's 11-year-old daughter in front of this thing. I said to her, "What's that?" She looked at it. She says, "Looks like a phone. Where are the buttons?"
Yeah. And did you make her dial your number? Because that can confuse the hell out of it. You think it's bad that they don't recognize it, but if you actually have a rotary phone in front of you and you have to go,
she had no clue.
And it used to take, like, if they had a lot of nines in the number.
Doing prank calls was, my finger would be so sore afterwards.
Call up the hotel or the restaurant or the garage or whatever. Go, "Hi, you want to order our Thai green curry?" And then they
red one's better.
And then they put down the phone and you have to dial that number again. Your hand got tired.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then you learn to tap the thing.
And you can't tap it too fast. Otherwise, you get a wrong engaged signal.
Dial Tokyo.
Right now, there are millennials listening to this going, "I was with you guys up to where George was talking about the dog winding down the window, but now I'm totally lost."
It's like the other day I used to a millennial. I said, I phoned the vet at 7:30 in the morning because that's when they opened.
On your rotary phone.
Yeah. And I said to her, "Oh, sorry, your phone must be ringing off the hook at this time." And she was like, didn't know what I meant. And so I said to another millennial, I realized, "Do you even know what that means?" And she was like, "I don't know, maybe."
Off the hook.
I don't know.
Because there used to be a hook.
And
hang it on a hook.
The phones used to vibrate and when they rang because the bell was so big that if it rang a lot, it could actually fall off of the hook.
Oh, wow. Is that what it means?
Yes.
Ringing off the hook.
Even I didn't know that. Ringing off the hook. That's interesting.
So no wonder the millennial went.
Yeah, she was just embarrassed for you.
Another competition is the longest distance to pull a car by beard while roller skating.
Oh, that's a big event.
God, that's amazing.
Oh, my word. It's got to hurt, though, hey?
While roller skating.
Well, I don't know. Have you tried with your beard?
I'm just feeling my tufts now, and I'm wondering.
And then Leanna liked this one, the longest time spent kissing in a car.
Oh, yeah?
Wasn't that done in Menden recently?
Was it?
I did it in Glenvista once.
The longest record is in Mexico in 2013. 76 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Good few days, that.
76 hours, but you need like a dentist suction like syringe or something.
Several tons of Savlon.
When I was in standard, I think it was standard 5. What's that? 5, 6, grade 7.
Yeah.
The kids had longest kissing competitions.
Right. Very unhygienic. Huh?
Yeah. Longest kissing, 76
hours. That was the first time I kissed anyone was in standard 5, and it was a guy named Radomir Nedeljkovic.
He sounds like an oligarch.
Oh, he was just hiding from the authorities.
You got not to be scared.
And he had fangs like Dracula.
You put tongue in mouth.
He did speak like that.
Really?
It was hot.
Probably one of Boris Yeltsin's illegitimate children. So how long did you go for?
We decided to do it in the girls' bathroom.
Wow.
During class.
Of course.
We both excused ourselves to go to the loo.
And nobody suspected anything.
And his teeth, his fangs actually left red marks on the side of my mouth.
God, so everyone knew it was him.
Yeah.
Shame. Someone sent me a picture of a kid called Ahmad Chung. His parents are Chinese and Arab, and he has to eat hummus with chopsticks. Say no to culture mix.
He has to.
Sorry, that was a serious public announcement. Please don't laugh. It's very important. All right, thank you. Anything else from you, George?
No.
You know what, George? I think we've done well today.
This is CliffCentral.com.